I have a problem. A big problem. My lawn at our new house is a complete disaster. My wife and I moved in last May in Milford, Connecticut, and it has been weeds and crabgrass and brown and disgusting ever since. And we're having a 4th of July barbecue this summer that we need it to look good for. So as you can see, I'm getting pretty nervous, and I need to fix it. Hi, I'm Kevin Begley from Star 99.9, and this is Making of a Lawn, presented by Teed and Brown. So it all started last May. My wife Shannon and I bought a new house. We were so excited. It's a new build. We absolutely love the house. The lawn, it was a different story. It was just a lot of contractor seed that was put down. It was all dirt when we first bought the house. And then as we got into the spring and the summer, it started to grow in a little bit of what I thought was grass. But it turns out it was just looking green, and it was really just a whole bunch of weeds and crabgrass. So then the winter came, everything froze. Everything, it snowed, it got cold, the tundra of my yard went through the entire winter, and now that we're getting back into the springtime and things are starting to warm up a bit, I'm starting to realize that it doesn't look good. It's all gross crabgrass. So luckily, I was able to call the experts at Teed and Brown, Chris Brown, who is the Brown of Teed and Brown, not to be confused with the singer Chris Brown. Chris actually has studied lawn care extensively. Not only lawn care, the scientifics behind what makes the blades of grass and the seed. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met when it comes to lawns and seeding and all of that. So there's a couple reasons why I need to get this lawn sorted out. So one of them is that my wife and I had our first child in December, a daughter, Grace, and we want her to play in the yard and play in the grass, and we want it to look nice for when she grows up so she has a really nice lawn. And then the other issue is a little more immediate. We're planning a big 4th of July barbecue that's going to be right around the 4th of July, maybe not on the 4th, but in July with a bunch of our coworkers and friends. And as you know, if you throw a cookout barbecue, you better have a nice lawn because people are going to be playing cornhole. They're going to be eating in the backyard. I can't have that looking like a disaster. So throughout the season of Making of a Lawn, I'm going to talk to Chris, and he's going to bring in experts. We're going to go through my whole lawn, all the different steps that I need to do, the watering, the seeding, getting rid of the crabgrass and the weeds, how to maintain it even after this year, what to do in the spring and the fall, because I know you're probably going crazy yourself if you have a lawn that doesn't look good and it just looks worse and worse every year. So make sure you keep listening for new episodes throughout the spring and summer. It's all going to come to a head in July when we have that big barbecue. And hopefully my lawn will be looking nice, thanks to Chris and Teed and Brown, and then maybe you'll even get some tips yourself to make your lawn look great too.